Beyond TV. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Attention, ditto heads. Enter, but enter at your own risk. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, guilty on all 58 counts against a truck driver in his Houston retrial in the nation's deadliest human smuggling attempt. Tyrone Williams was charged with conspiracy and harboring and transporting illegal immigrants. More than 70 people were packed in Williams' airtight tractor trailer on May of 2003. 19 died. Outside the Supreme Court. In the chamber, justices hear a case challenging public school desegregation plans from Seattle and Louisville, Kentucky. Parents in both cities say their children were denied places in schools based on their race.
My child and many of her classmates were not able to attend their neighborhood schools as well as schools outside of their neighborhood because of their skin color.
Kathleen Brose, one of the Seattle parents who filed suit against the school board. Howard University student Alicia Griffin explains why she was demonstrating.
I'm out here to defend affirmative action. It really baffles me that we're out here in the first place, that this is even a question.
An American is one of more than a dozen people arrested in Egypt for allegedly plotting terrorist attacks in Middle Eastern countries, including Iraq. AP correspondent Anda Johnson reports from Cairo that Egypt's interior ministry says the suspected terrorists were posing as students.
Egyptian authorities say that the group was part of an Islamic militant terror cell and that they allegedly had adopted extremist ideas and were living in Egypt under the guise of studying Arabic and Islamic studies.
Along with the American, police have arrested two Belgians, nine people from France, and several others from Egypt and other Arab countries. President Bush is slated to meet with British Prime Minister Tony Blair on Thursday. Today, Bush meets with an Iraqi Shiite leader, and the report from the Iraq Study Group is due to be released on Wednesday. In Iraq, the military says four Marines died yesterday when the helicopter made an emergency landing in a lake in Anbar province. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court has decided against reviewing an appeals court decision dismissing a lawsuit filed by parents against a Southern California school district over a sex survey given to students. APZ Donahue reports from Washington.
The survey was given to children in first, third, and fifth grades. The school district decided to stop using the survey in 2002 because of complaints from parents.
Dozens of Washington area children had the golden ticket to the White House, complete with a performance of Willy Wonka.
Come with me.
President Bush and First Lady Laura Bush played host to a special Christmas party for the kids who have parents serving in the military overseas. He told the children that their moms and dads are doing a big job.
I know it's tough to have your mom or dad overseas, and we wish you all the best, but it's really important work.
He added that the children should email their parents and tell them, quote, how much the Commander-in-Chief respects them. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
The holidays. You've got days off to spend time at home, travel, or be with family. Problem is, a pile of work is waiting when you get back. To help you stay on top of work and enjoy the holidays, the solution is simple. Use GoToMyPC to access your office computer from anywhere. Your home, the in-laws, even an airport. Anywhere with internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to use. From any computer, simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your computer desktop instantly appears. It's like you're in front of your office PC, even if you're miles away. During this holiday season, see how you can work and play with a free 30-day trial of GoToMyPC. That's a whole month free. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try It Free button, promo code Sirius for a full month free of GoToMyPC. Balance work and the holidays. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-391-3274 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
Protect you and your family by creating a living trust at LegalZoom.com. Avoid the delay and expensive probate. Certain estate taxes even change or revoke it at any time. LegalZoom.com is not a law firm. but it lets you take care of common legal documents without a lawyer. Just answer a straightforward questionnaire online, and LegalZoom.com does the rest. Get a discount by typing in Sirius in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom.com.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
I don't even know what the hell this song is, except I've been thinking of the name of it. That ending. That ending doesn't even sound attached, does it? Is that really the ending, or did somebody screw it up when they put it in the system? How bizarre is that? Sounds like some ominous ending, you know, it's like this dopey Fratalian song. If you don't watch TV, you don't know what Fratalian is. Which should get more people to watch TV and pay attention to those ads. So then you would know. Whatever. What did I do this weekend? What did I do? Oh, we had this horrible weather report Friday, which never came to fruition, thank God. Oh, all you poor people in Missouri, you can't even hear me. So why am I even mentioning 350,000 people still without electricity? And the electric company says, we're not even going to take a guess as to when you people, well, you know, the minute they give a day, you know, the minute they say, like, Thursday, and then it's not back, then everybody gets mad at them, so they figure, you know what, we're not going to say a word. But again, unlike what happened to us in New York over the summer, at least they can say, look, The ice went on the trees, and the trees fell down, and the trees knocked the power lines down. You know, they don't have to stand there in Missouri and go, duh, we don't know why this happened. But Jesus, can you imagine? It is so cold. It's so cold. And people just have no heat, no electricity, no nothing. Oh, my God. Well, we were supposed to get something in New York on Friday. And we didn't. But they kept saying, oh, God, wind gusts 60 miles an hour. And torrential rain. So I said, see, there wasn't a movie I was dying to see or that I felt I had to see. Because now we're getting into the season of, you're going to feel like you have to see this movie. Don't you already feel like you have to go see Dreamgirls? I do. Blood Diamond, I'm getting that way. You know what I really do want to see? Unaccompanied Minors. You know who did it? I don't know whether he wrote it or the guy from Freaks and Geeks. It's supposed to be pretty good. Oh, come on, the guy from Freaks and Geeks? It's one of the all-time great, you know, that and Claire Danes. What made her famous? That TV show, that's Zwick Hershkovitz. My life, my so-called life. And Freaks and Geeks are like two of the greatest shows ever on television. Why isn't Relativity on DVD? Maybe it is. But it's also like Zwick directed Blood Diamond. But I don't like any of the movies he directed. I only like the TV shows he does with his friend Hershkovitz. But I'm getting to where I think I'm going to have to go see Blood Diamond. I really do. But there was nothing I wanted to see, and I'm saying, well, I could go see Bobby. But there's something in me that I just don't want to. Now, Bobby was playing on 34th Street, and what else do we find on 34th Street in New York City, kiddies? What else do we find? Oh, my God, there's Macy's. Look at that. So, a movie that I'm not sure I'm... And then I'm saying, I'll go to the movies and I'll come out and it'll be 60 mile an hour wind gusts and torrential rain and the subway will be shut down and I'll say, what did I go see that damn movie for? You know, I just play out all these scenarios. And they're never rosy scenarios. So I said, you know what, I could spend some time in Macy's and then just get on the train. So I did, and I bought another coat, and we still don't have the memo saying we're collecting the coats, do we? No. I'm going to end up schlepping a shopping bag with two coats in it to some police precinct, which are all so far over to the west. 306 West 55th Street, what is that, about 9th Avenue? If you're lucky, it's 9th Avenue, could be 10th Avenue. I have to get rid of these coats. I do. I already bought two coats. Got to get rid of two. Really have to get rid of three, but only two fit in one shopping bag. And for since I've been here, we collect the coats for the coat collecting people. So that's what I did. And then Saturday, I said, well, I have to go shopping. Because shopping is my life. But I didn't buy anything. And then Sunday I bought a new vacuum cleaner. But not really a vacuum cleaner. I don't know. A Shark. One of those Sharks. And I really sort of needed it because the handle is like falling off my other one. And nobody believes me. Everybody's telling me, buy an Oreck. Buy a Dyson. Buy a, I don't know how you pronounce it. M-I-E-H-L-E. It's like $600 vacuum cleaners. What do you think I look like, a crazy person? $600 vacuum cleaners. These Sharks, I never paid over $100 for one of them. They last forever, and they're fabulous. They're fabulous. When I moved, I started buying vacuum, and this friend of mine had this problem too. Buy a vacuum cleaner, and it's like you never like them. You know, even if you buy like a $300 vacuum, it's like this one friend of mine went through like four vacuum cleaners till he found one he liked. So I just stick with my EuroShark. Oh, somebody has to help me. I have been thinking about this for like 6 months. Somebody listening with children. I hardly ever ask people to call, but somebody has to explain this to me. What's with the gliding children? What the fuck is with these gliding children? Are they allowed to wear those shoes in school? They can't let them. How do they work? Because 1 minute they're walking like a normal person, right? How do you make the little wheels come out? How do you make those little wheels? Because 1 minute you see children, and the next minute they're gliding past you on wheels so low to the ground that you can't even see the wheels, really. But you know they're there because the children are gliding all over every goddamn department store. They're very annoying. They really are extremely annoying because they love this suddenly I'm gliding crap. Somebody needs to explain these shoes to me. How can they can't let kids in school? How can they let children in school with little wheels on their shoes? It's like some science fiction thing. You know, I feel like I'm in Gattaca. Or, oh God, what's that one where they had to kill everybody, you know? Stacy in New Jersey, could you please explain to me what the hell these shoes are?
Lynn, I've been looking for you for years. I used to listen to you on the regular radio. I just got to Sirius and found you the other day. I'm so excited.
Welcome back.
I hate those shoes. I don't. I have kids, but we don't have them. But there's kids roller skating in the market, roller skating in the fancy restaurant, roller skating in the mall. I hate those things.
I hate them too. It's like, to me, it's like science fiction. It's like, all the older people were forced to continue walking, but the new children being born had the gift of gliding.
I think they're like $60. They sell them in the mall, but I still haven't figured out how the wheels comes out. They've been banned at school, you know.
I would think they would have to. That's all. Can you imagine, like, these hallways with all these screaming children gliding?
I think it's very uncouth when kids start roller skating in the restaurant.
Well, I mean, roller skating uncouth. You know, they scream, they run around with the carts. They, you know, doesn't anybody, like, bring up well-behaved children anymore?
I do. I got my almost 14-year-old in the car listening to you. This is the first time she heard you, so she's cracking.
Oh,
up.
Are you aware of something that I can do here? That I can do here that I couldn't do on WABC?
You mean say fuck?
Oh, I did it. Oh, I guess you don't care if you could hear the word fuck.
No, Well, she's going to be 14. She's heard me say it a couple times. Plus, I've been, you know, a Howard fan for a while. So.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. I just thought I'd warn you because my very own nephew, now his kid is only 6, but he won't listen to me.
Thank you.
When his kid is around.
She's old enough to listen.
Okay.
You're funny.
Well, I'm glad you found me. Okay. Oh,
all
look
right.
At this. I hit on the topic of the day. Everybody knows about the gliding shoes.
There you go.
Take it easy, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Mark in Massachusetts.
Hi.
What is with those shoes?
I mean, all it is it's a little roller that is placed in the heel, and either it's there or not. It doesn't magically appear. It's like, you know, they can walk on the front of the shoe all they want to, but if they want to glide, all they do is...
Oh, that's why they're all leaning back.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And it's probably safer than roller skating, because you're not going to break an ankle on one of those. But they are funny ones that just run into each other.
It's just, I don't know, it's just annoying. It really is.
I have a feeling you think all kids are annoying.
Well,
anyway.
I do think all kids are annoying, but there are some things that add to the annoyance factor. There was a time, I don't know if it happened in Massachusetts, but when those Razor scooters first came out, these kids, They're on the subway, on scooters. They're all over. They were on these scooters all over. Now, the shoes are not as bad as the scooters.
No, actually, those shoes, you can take the wheels right out of the shoes, and you can use them just as regular shoes, too. So
can I take it and I grab a kid and rip his wheels off and beat him to death with them?
Well, you could. Depends on if no one's looking or not.
Okay. I think I'm going to think of that. Maybe I could do that to an anchor baby instead of throwing them on the subway tracks. Thanks, dear. Okay. That's it. Because he's right. Because they are all leaning back when they're gliding. So, like, do they examine their shoes when they go to school? Jason in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, how you doing, Lynn?
Okay. Why don't they make them for grown-ups?
I'm sure you could probably find them. I don't doubt it.
I'd buy them. I wouldn't mind gliding shoes.
Sure, why not? Why not? Help get around quicker. You got to save gas somehow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have pretty much banned them in the schools. I mean, I know at least the down here, that if they catch them with them, they take them, they confiscate them kind of thing.
What, so. Well, in Fort Lauderdale, they can. In New York, they couldn't. Okay, yeah. We found you with the gliding shoes. Now go home in the snow with no shoes.
Well, in terms of, like the caller before said, they can pop that wheel assembly out of the true brand name ones. They can come right out. So they
pop the kids' wheels and...
Right, exactly. Okay. They leave them with the shoes, but I guess they take the wheel part of it out.
Oh, please. They probably, in New York, they probably shoot them or something. The kids would shoot them. I want them. Maybe that's why I don't like them, because I'm just jealous, because I would like them.
Yeah.
That would be so much better. Like, it's so crowded now, because all the Brits are here, apparently. Everybody from Europe is in the United States to go shopping, because the dollar is so low. Things cost, like jeans, that cost $100 in London, cost $30 here.
Right.
So it evens up for them to all come here. So you could just glide by them on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that'd be convenient.
Okay. Well, I'm going to look into it. What else?
Yeah, as far as adults go, yeah, I don't know what the largest size are, but the brand name is Heelys. That's what they're actually referred to.
Oh, okay. See, well, we never got the shoes with the lights.
Yeah.
Remember the shoes with the lights?
Yeah.
I wanted shoes with lights. But my feet are way too big. They're called Heelys?
Heelys. That's the brand. I'm sure there's plenty of knockoffs, but Heelys is the actual brand name for those.
Okay. I'm going to look that up. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Oh, God, this is so much better than talking about Jose Padilla. But we have to talk about him. And John Bolton quit. Bye, John. So long. Apparently, Bush is really angry that Bolton quit as the ambassador to the UN, because Bush was, like, ready to go down to the wire for John Bolton. And John Bolton said to him, oh, for Christ's sake, even though I can't take you anymore, you fucking moron. You realize, like, Bolton bailed and Rumsfeld bailed. Everybody's bailing on him. Get that feeling? Do they smell the sinking ship? Do they perceive the sinking ship? Tom and PA, you're not getting it.
Oh.
You are not getting the Christmas sing-along.
Are you there, Lynn?
Yes.
Listen, Lynn, why not? I have to just tell you a couple things. I used to listen to you all so much on ABC back in the day, and now I moved to I'm serious. I love your voice. It's the sexiest voice on radio. And if you'd only sing a Christmas carol for me.
Oh, well, I'll sing.
Not the sing-along, though.
No. You know why? Because if I start the sing-along here once, then everybody who never heard of the sing-along is going to want the sing-along. And I am sick of the goddamn sing-along.
All right, at least do like one song for me on Christmas Eve or something.
Well, the whole idea was that I would sing less.
It was beautiful. We used to love that. It was such a nice thing. And I'll be stuck working at the restaurant anyway, so I probably won't be able to hear you. But it was always a nice thing we used to enjoy.
Yeah, to me, it like just outwore itself, you know? It just outwore itself.
Yeah, well, there's some dedicated fans out there.
Oh, my God, they've got adult sizes.
Oh, do?
Yeah, it's I'm looking at skateboys.com.
No, you need it. You got to skate around Queens.
You know, the problem is that my feet are, like, so screwed up, they probably wouldn't even fit me right. Yeah, they apparently do have them in adult sizes.
You can get the orthopedic version of the shoe.
That's a great idea. You know something? That's a fabulous idea.
Birkenstocks with a little wheel in the back.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, wait, it says they have women's and men's, but apparently they don't.
Hey, listen, I'm on the road. Maybe you want
okay, to- bye. All right, I'm just doing shopping here. The thing is, you're going to hang up because I'm on a different screen. Anchorman, Dave in Long Island.
Oh, darling. I swear to God, we're talking about fucking cleaning blinds and all that the past few days on the email. I was in a Bayshore Home Depot, oh my God, about 2 months ago. A anchor baby was riding one of those fucking wheels and hit me, and the parents were screaming at me in Spanish.
Oh, my God.
And they're screaming, and they're...
Because their kid ran into you. They always do that.
And mind you, I had 16-foot lengths of molding on one of those big carts.
Oh.
And the kid's crying, and they're meter, and screaming at me. I'm like going, I'm sorry, the kid... I still... In fact, he had...
need to learn how to say, isn't it Cayete?
You know what?
Cayete is shut up.
I don't even know how to... I don't even want to say that, because you know what? I say everything else in every gesture.
Tu madre es una puta. That'll get you killed. Don't anybody repeat that. That's your mother is a whore.
You go to the Bayshore Home Depot. No one speaks English. I'm in there because I'm on a job in West Islip. I have 16-foot length. This kid is rollerblading past me with all this molding, hits my cart, starts crying. The parents are screaming and yelling at me. I couldn't understand one fucking word.
You know what they always understand when you say to them, I've discovered? Fuck you. A good fuck you.
I did say fuck you, and they're yelling at me.
Yeah, well, I'd say it again. You know something? You're a menace, too. When I go to Home Depot... No, but I am so afraid of you guys. With all that crap on those carts, I'm like, oh, God,
I get there at 6 o'clock
they're gonna
in the
kill
morning.
Me.
I get there at 6 o'clock in the morning. That was the one morning I got there at 8:30.
See, that was your mistake.
Excuse me.
That was, yeah, but I'm afraid of you guys. I'm afraid of the contractors.
I see all you old broads, and I go, okay, move away, walk away.
Because we're walking around with, like, one switch plate. That's my big thing at Home Depot. They have fabulous switch plates.
You know what, though? I wish they would sell the switch plates, the ones I know you're talking about, that come in the decorers, though.
Oh, I don't want. I like the metal ones with like the fish on them, or
I know,
with
but
the ducks.
I wish they sold those in decorers, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
the square ones.
Yes,
my customers will love that also. But the point is though, it's like I got there 8 o'clock, 8:30, and this kid just rolls past me, hits my goddamn cart.
Oh, they're just. I hate children. I hate children. I hate anchor babies. I hate adults. I hate rich people. I hate poor people. I hate people who speak English. And I hate people who don't speak English.
You are a bigger weirdo than I am, then.
Yeah, but in the meantime, everyone should know these are two people who allegedly have a life.
And we're
exchanging emails about Swiffers and washing windows. And that's all we were talking about. Was
and all kidding aside, I was going to email you this morning, but I couldn't articulate it, and I'm glad we're talking. Get a movable shower curtain rod, all right?
Oh, then I have to have somebody install it.
No. They stretch it, and they attach to the wall. And then you spray the goddamn blinds with Windex. That's what I do.
Oh.
Take the shower massager. Hopefully you've changed your shower thing already.
Yeah.
Get a shower massager and just spray them down and let them drip in your tub. That's all you have to do.
Oh, that's all I...
I was going to email you like you need a guy.
No, you know what I keep waiting for? You don't understand something. I want to move on to New York. So my whole mind is, I'm not doing anything big.
Well, do you remember
because my- that means I'm going to stay here. Now, I know I'm never going to leave New York, but I have to have the dream and the hope left in my mind, or I would go insane, especially now in the winter.
If you remember my last email, I said the next time I wash my email, I wash my wash my, my blinds, I'm buying new ones. I'm never doing this again. It's too much work.
You know something? I have. First of all, I can never remember what size I need. I can never remember what...
Your typical New York City Queens apartment, I know you probably need 32 to 36 inches.
No, but it may be a 30... It's like whatever size I buy is wrong. So I'm always like buying them... Oh, please, I buy them...
They cut them to size.
At National Wholesale Liquidators, where they cost
$4. For that, then. Get your switchblade and get your blinds.
Plus, nobody ever has. I have pink ones in my living room.
Oh, you got. Oh, my God, you're so gay.
And do you know how hard it is? No, I'm a girl. You're gay. I'm a girl.
No, but that's still so gay.
No, it's so nice when the sun comes in. You get this rosy glow.
Oh, my God, just pink blinds.
It's like having a pink gel on a stage light.
Pink what?
A gel, they call it. It's darling. I look 10 years younger in my own living room than I do anywhere else. And then in the bedroom, I have had black ones. Then I couldn't find black ones, so I had to go for Hunter Green.
But the black, it shows all the dust.
I have a curtain.
Ugh, you say.
So I went to Hunter Green, and it's very hard. I don't want white ones, and I don't want almonds. I don't want that.
Or
I
the
want,
alabaster,
like,
they call it.
Nice colors. All right, I gotta go.
I love you, honey.
Did I? Bye bye.
God bless.
Kill the anger babies. No, don't kill anybody. Oh, look at these. I'm gonna look at these shoes. You listen to this. I'm 9 years late.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett can't stand the guy in the White House, and he'll tell you so. Mornings at 9 East, 6 West. Tom Hartman takes back America at noon East, 9 a.m. West. And look out, it's Lynn Samuels at 1 East, 10 a.m. West. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Jonathan from Cincinnati made $1,875 in the first week. Roger M. from Midland, Michigan made $87,200 in just 2 months. Ryan P., a 20-year-old student from Austin, Texas, made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV systems. A lot of people are making a lot of money from satellite TV, and you could be one of them. Start getting paid $75 for just giving away free satellite TV systems. Call now for immediate delivery of your Dish Direct America free satellite systems giveaway kit. With the 1,000 gift certificates that come in your kit, you could make as much as $75,000. And if you call now, we'll give you another 1,000 certificates absolutely free. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Big money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman. Noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Sizes 1 to 9. Women's sizes. Now, I actually wear a 9.5. And they have no half sizes. Look at this. They actually do make them. They're, none of them are mesh. Can only wear mesh. I wish they put a little wheel. I would kill myself, you know. Because you have to remember to walk on your toes, I guess. Because here they are, these gliding sneakers, which do come in... It's HEELYS.com. And they're sneakers, and they've got that thing in the back. See, but I swear to God, when those kids are walking, I swear I don't see oh, I know. Maybe when you're walking, it pushes in and you have to, like, sort of really lift your, you know, be at an angle. I don't know. But they actually do have men's and women's. They actually do have men's and women's sizes. See the men's. Oh, men's. I could buy men's. They're all black. Torch. Torch looks good. Oh, my God. I'd kill myself, wouldn't I? I shouldn't buy these. I'd be the person to... In fact, when I looked up Heely sneakers just in Google, the first story, I'm going to have to... I should look it up again. Oh, see, the men's are not men. Oh, no, the men's are men's. Okay. These are mesh. Breathable mesh. Oh, I'm getting all excited here. Something new to buy. The first story that came up when I first looked up these gliding sneakers was that some kid glided right in front of a bus in Boston and got killed. Well, they must be dangerous. They must be dangerous. Oh, this is it, the mesh uppers. Breathable mesh, nylon grand plate, abrasion resistant toe. Oh, this has everything. They give you, oh, you know what comes with your shoes? Heel plugs and a removal tool. So you can take the little wheel out of your shoes and then, I guess, plug them up. Oh, my God. I'm all excited. All right, wait, let me look up this because some kids don't look where they're going. Do they? So I can just see. Isn't this more fun than John Bolton? Yeah, boy wearing Heelys, hit and killed. March 2006. Oh, God, her mother, say his mother saw it happen. Her 12-year-old son, Ryan, zoomed across the two-lane road to the family mailbox wearing his Heelys. She looked away for a moment. Seconds later, when she glanced out the window, she saw a male flying through the air. She rushed outside to find her son's crumpled body on the side of the road where he had fallen after being hit by a car whose driver never saw him. How could you not see him? I don't think it's the Heelys' fault. I don't. I really don't. I would kill myself. They took him to an ambulance. Your view, are wheeled sneakers safe? They just shouldn't let the... Oh, he was so cute. Oh, my God, that's so sad. Oh, that's really terrible. That's really terrible. I'd get killed. I'd fall and break my neck. All right. They're an accident waiting to happen. How long have these been around? I've been seeing this for a long, long time, it seems to me. But why do you let them go? Although I once said to my boss, I can't stand the way kids behave in stores. And, you know, they're running around with the carts and everything. And he says, oh, I put Casey in the cart and I run through Target. And you do see fathers doing that. The fathers are like a menace. They really are. All right, let's see if there's any real news. I'm sorry, this has been driving me crazy for so long. The gliding children, born with the ability to glide. All right, so the real news is that, now the fact is, this is quite amazing, that George Mitchell is said to be on the short list for UN ambassador. Bush is having a press conference at 3:30. So, I won't be here. It'll be after I leave, obviously. But George Mitchell, the headline, the cover story I keep saying Pat Buchanan's magazine, but he actually doesn't, I think he's the publisher emeritus or something. The American Conservative says, out with the new. Because everybody's noticed this. Bush just recycles these people. He's like very environmentally sound. He's schlepping people from the Reagan administration, the Ford administration in some cases. Where is there going to be like new leaders in the Republican Party? He's schlepping Henry Kissinger. Now he's thinking of George Mitchell. Everybody that Bush likes is over, you know, 75 years old. So where are the new leaders of the Republican? Maybe that's the whole trick for us, for the Democrats. Maybe we just have to sit around and wait. And there's no, is there a young up-and-coming Republican? No. There's John McCain, who would be older than Reagan. So maybe if we just wait long enough, the Republicans will just all die and we'll inherit everything by default in the government. George Mitchell. I wouldn't mind George Mitchell. You know, he seems to be the kind of person you'd want in the UN. He's the one who made the peace with Ireland for Clinton. You know, he seems to be a peacemaking type of a guy. But Jesus, you know, isn't there anybody? I guess that's why they call them conservatives. You know, they're conserving all these old men. They're conserving all the old men to, you know, run everything. Because it's like, hey, you ruined Vietnam. Now you want to ruin Iraq? You get a second chance, Henry. Get a second chance. You know, you were the one who wanted to go into Cambodia. So now you can go into Syria and Lebanon. You can ruin three countries instead of two. Oh, my. Well, no, I guess he had three because there was Laos in there, too. It's pathetic that there's not anybody under 80 for any job. I bet I'm one break behind, aren't I? Am I a break behind? Nobody knows. This is the second break. It should be practically the third break. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats by providing effective content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security, all from a simple network appliance that's affordable
and easy to use.
Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, adware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic,
even detect and remove infections already on your network
by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM,
and ask for your free trial.
More than 35,000 leading companies around the world rely on Barracuda Networks' spam firewalls and web filters to ensure their privacy and safety. So choose the firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Get started today by trying a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to barracuda.com.
Are you a homeowner or do you own rental property? Well, if you do, then it's time you found out about special LLCs. A special LLC allows you greater tax savings, privacy, and will protect your assets in the event of a lawsuit. With lawsuits on the rise, it's now more important than ever to keep yourself, your family, and your assets protected. To protect your personal property, rental property, or your business, call the knowledgeable experts at Nevada State Corporate Network right now at 866-854-5282. To protect your most valuable assets, you need to act now. Don't wait another day. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now. They can protect your home, your rental property, or business by setting up the right structure for you. And they can do it right over the phone. In only a few minutes, they can set up a special LLC or corporation in all 50 states and get you the protection you must have. Get the protection you need and all the tax benefits you're entitled to. Call 866-854-5282. 866-854-5282. That's 866-854-5282.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I'll tell you something. I have the best website going today. I just looked at the Drudge Report. I looked at CNN. And I looked at my pishy little site. Now, I like my stories better than anybody's. Oh, maybe it's because I put them up. You think, could that be it? My headline is, President's by Clinton Edwards Kerry Obama Vilsack? Question mark. Now, I don't know what's worse. I really don't. You look at the Republicans, and Bush is just recycling these vile old farts in government. But then you look at this list of people that are either announced they're running for president, or you know they're running for president, and maybe they're running for president in the Democratic Party, and you say, God help us. God and merciful heaven, help us and this country. President, now I tried, I did B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V. I did put them, if anybody noticed it, in alphabetical order. So as not to show any favoritism. Now, I heard Evan Bay, who I want to call Birch Bay, and I don't know why, I think that may have been his father. But that makes me think of Birch Beer. There is nothing that doesn't make me think of food or soda or some birch beer. Did you ever drink birch beer? It's good. And I don't even like soda. And it's soda, it's not beer. Or at least the form I had it in. But I heard Evan Bay, I don't know, he was somewhere on Sunday, I think. This is a man who could put you to sleep in, oh, I don't know, 30 seconds? 30 seconds, and you're just in a fetal position, sound asleep. It's good. I should probably record some of his speeches for when I can't sleep. And since another thing I've hung on to is the radio in my bedroom, I've hung on to another one that has the cassette deck in it. I'm going to be the last person with cassette decks left on her. I am. So I could play them and fall asleep. And he's got his, they're already, I mean, it's 2 years before the election. And they already have their little catchphrases. I forget the hell, what the hell Bay's phrase is. But he's got one. Now, then I heard Tom Vilsack, who is the governor of, Iowa. He can hold your interest for 35 seconds until the 50th time you hear the guy say, I've always been the underdog, but I've never lost. I've always been the underdog. See, and they try to sound, because everybody hates the meanness and the incivility, so everybody's trying to be calm and sound nice, which to me is just boring. Nobody has an idea. Their idea is to be nice. That's their idea. I was the under. Yeah, Tom Vilsack got into politics, though. This did keep my interest for 10 seconds. He was not in politics. I forget what he did. But he lived in some town in Iowa. And somebody walked in and shot the mayor dead. Just shot the mayor to death. And somebody, I don't know, friend or foe, somebody who wanted him to be the next one shot to death, or some friend of his or something, said, oh my God, they shot the mayor, why don't you run? And he did, and he won, and then he's just risen. All right, so he is... Now, Rachel Maddow, is she kidding when she says she loves Tom Vilsack? Which is, first of all, it's like Ellen loving Tom Cruise, first of all. Since Rachel's a big old dyke. I don't know, I've just occasionally tuned her in and heard her, like, ranting about how she's so crazy about Tom Vilsack. I don't know whether she's being funny or what. Okay. Then we have John Kerry. John Kerry couldn't get the nomination in the Democratic Party if he was the last person left on Earth. So let's just, you know, we've had him. We've had him, we're through with him. But him and his wife, they're writing a book, because that's also a prerequisite. The book. I read this whole article about, here on my list, John Edwards. John Edwards. The prerequisite, see, writing a book gives you, number one, a cheap way to travel the country because the publisher pays. And it gets you out in front of the public. Right? You write a book, and then you're not John Edwards running for office. You're this, the next William Faulkner or something. The next John Steinbeck. Doing a book tour. You know, plus now that I really hadn't thought of this before, but it's true, the book publisher's paying for your campaigning. How cute. So, what do we have? John Edwards. Well, his wife wrote a book about having breast cancer. And I think he has another book coming out, or they wrote a book together. I don't know. They're just writing so many books. Would that any of them were actual books. I have very high standards for what's a book. All right, so there's Edwards. And then there is, you know, to me, the mystery meat in all of this is this Barack Obama character. Somebody said to me today, he's like a creation of the media. Who is he? What is he? He's a fucking senator. There's senators you never heard of. You read the list of everybody in the United States Senate. I guarantee you there's at least 10 of them that nobody ever heard of. And they can't. Oh, and I just see, you can just see all the liberals feeling so good because they're for a black person. It is so sick. It is so sick. This man has done nothing. And I'm reading that he gets hundreds, if not thousands of people. He's on a book tour, too, of course. He gets all these people to go to these readings. People, like, want to reach out and touch him. They want to touch him. Who is he? What has he done? Who gives a shit? Why should he be the president? And do you know who's scared to death of him? Do you know who is just scared to death? Is Hillary Clinton. There was some article in the paper today by some right-wing person, I guess, that, you know, nobody wants to hear about the Rose Law Firm records. You know, you're a drudge crowing on the radio last night. Oh, we can talk about, what the fuck is her name? Juanita Broderick and the Rose Law Firm record. And this article, I think it's by Rich Lowry of the National Review or something, is saying nobody wants to hear this again. So Barack Obama has as the you know, thing going for him that he's new. And I'm saying, but what, like, would qualify this man to be the president? What? She could be the president. I wouldn't love her. But you wouldn't say, oh my God, she won't know what she's doing. Who is that? I resent. Wait, I'm going to tell you some senators you never heard of. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left, 146.
If you're not listening to Sirius Speedway, you're not on the lead lap. 2006 NASCAR Nextel Cup Series champion, Jimmy Johnson.
It is sweet because of all the hard work that's gone into it, not only, you know, through these last 4 years, but my whole career and the path that I've been on to get here. The man upstairs decided for me to be a champion of now, and I really look at the last 4 years and think that it was grooming me for this experience.
This is Dave Moody inviting you to join us as we talk with NASCAR's biggest stars, weekdays, 3 to 6 Eastern, on Sirius Speedway. Sirius NASCAR Radio 128.
So now, everyone go to slide 10 of the PowerPoint I sent you.
Oh, which version? I got one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m.
I think version 3. Sent around 9 p.m. last night.
Okay, I've got it open. Wait, slide 10? With the graphs?
No, not the graphs. The pie charts. The big orange ones.
What's he talking about?
Are your conference calls frustrating and ineffective because nobody is on the same page? With GoToMeeting, your conference calls instantly become more effective because you show your computer screen so everyone is literally on the same page. Present your PowerPoint, demonstrate products, train groups of people, or collaborate on documents. Launch your meeting on the fly or schedule it in advance. And best of all, you can hold unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Sirius. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Alex. Bennett.
These are the choices for Iraq. Go strong, go long, go home. My fourth option, go freak yourself. If the Democrats don't rally, put up bills to stop the war, get out now. Get the planes on the ground, get the troops in the planes, goodbye. Unless the Democrats do that, they haven't got a chance in 2008.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Go to a list of senators, which I just did. Now, you have to excuse me, because, of course, people are listening all over America. So I'll say the name of somebody and stuff like, I'll say Wayne Allard. And people in Colorado, you're all going to go, well, everybody knows Wayne Allard. Well, maybe you do. You know, but we don't. Who ever heard of Wayne Allard? Who ever heard of? He's the best one so far. Robert Bennett, Robert F. Bennett, Republican, Utah. I swear to God, I never heard of this man in my entire life. So why should Barack, and Evan Bay is actually here. Who's the other senator from Utah? The crazy Mormon, that nut. Orrin Hatch. It's actually like the state of Utah has one senator. You know, this poor other guy, this guy Bennett, you know, it's like, who? Unless you're listening to me in Utah. So, see, Evan Bay, here's another one. Jeff Bingaman from, I guess, New Mexico. You really never heard of him. You hear of him every now and then. Oh, Jim Bunning, didn't he get voted out? He's a whack job. But the point is that, you know, somebody like Evan Bay has obviously not done anything in the Senate either. And 4 years ago, well, not 4 years, 2 years ago, since we're 2 years ahead now, they kept saying, oh, Evan Bay is going to run for president. And it was the same kind of thing. You go, excuse me. I am so sick of seeing these fucking ads for the Good Shepherd on the Drudge Report. That's a movie I already feel like I have to go see this. Because every time you look at the goddamn Drudge Report, it's not just a static ad. It's like moving. Except you know who's in it? She's in it. She's in it. The devil. The devil, Angelina. Angelina, the devil is in it. I don't ever want to see a movie with Angelina in it. So in 2004, Evan Bay, he should run for president because why? It's the same thing because he's a centrist and he's good looking. Well, so we have John Edwards, who's a little bit to the left, like a half an inch. To the left. But this Barack Obama, do you think anybody would be paying that much attention? The least bit of attention if Barack Obama was not a macaroon. They wouldn't care. If he was another white guy, he'd be like Evan Bay. They'd go, oh, oh, you know, he could be president. And then everybody would forget him. But this fucking macaroon, they're going to ram this macaroon guy right down our throat. He looks like a UPS guy. All right, I guess we're going to have to talk about poor Jose Padilla. I know he's not even an octoroon. I'm not even going to explain it. But to me, it looks like a macaroon. All right, we have another hour. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Your America, the way it ought to be.
Real Liberals Off Radio,
Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Demonstrators are outside the Supreme Court demanding no further changes to affirmative action and school desegregation plans.
It's honestly quite shocking that I even have to be here protesting this. This is like something that we shouldn't even have to worry about.
The justices hearing arguments today on a case challenging plans in Seattle and Louisville, Kentucky that use race as a criteria in assigning students to specific schools. Justice Anthony Kennedy, during the argument, says it's wrong for the Seattle school district to say its program works because every child gets to attend a school.
It's like saying that everybody can have the meal, but only people of a separate skin can get the dessert.
President Bush's closest ally in the Iraq War is to be at the White House on Thursday. White House correspondent Mark Smith reports British Prime Minister Tony Blair is to be in Washington a day after the Iraq Study Group gives Bush its list of recommendations.
U.S. officials say the Blue Ribbon Commission's not the only reason for Blair's visit, but its recommendations likely will be talked about. The White House is stressing the Baker-Hamilton Group's report is just one of several the president's receiving, and Bush will not act on them without giving them extensive consideration.
Today, the president meets with an Iraqi Shiite leader. More than a dozen people, including an American, are in jail in Egypt, facing charges for allegedly plotting terrorist attacks in the Middle East. AP correspondent Anna Johnson reports from Cairo that those arrested have been linked to unspecified terror groups.
Egyptian authorities didn't give any specific terror organizations that they might have had links to, but said that they were trying to recruit others, teach them destructive beliefs, urging others for jihad, and also traveling to Iraq to carry out operations in Iraq and other countries.
A federal jury in Houston has convicted truck driver Tyrone Williams, all 58 counts against him in his trial on charges stemming from the nation's deadliest human smuggling attempt. 19 of the 70 illegal immigrants packed in Williams' tractor trailer died. Penalty phase of the trial begins Wednesday. This is AP Radio News. The cleanup is underway, Southern Illinois, following the derailment of a Union Pacific freight train this morning. Railroad spokesman James Barnes says they now know what leaked from that train.
There was actually some lubricant called Lubrizol that leaked from the train, and then there was also a chemical called para-nonylphenol, which is like an industrial cleaning product.
More than 70 homes were evacuated after the 21 cars and two locomotive engines jumped the tracks near the town of Christopher. About a dozen people were examined at hospitals after reporting symptoms such as eye irritation. David Letterman will be the host of Late Night on CBS until at least 2010. TV talk show host signing a new contract said to be worth more than $30 million a year. Deal also means Letterman will be on the air after his NBC Tonight Show rival Jay Leno steps down in 2009. Some 2 hours before the close, the Dow is up 104 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
The holidays. You've got days off to spend time at home, travel, or be with family. Problem is, a pile of work is waiting when you get back. To help you stay on top of work and enjoy the holidays, the solution is simple. Use GoToMyPC to access your office computer from anywhere. Your home, the in-laws, even an airport. Anywhere with internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to use. From any computer, simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your computer desktop instantly appears. It's like you're in front of your office PC, even if you're miles away. During this holiday season, see how you can work and play with a free 30-day trial of GoToMyPC. That's a whole month free. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code SIRIUS. That's GoToMyPC.com. Try It Free button, promo code SIRIUS. For a full month free of GoToMyPC. Balance work and the holidays. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Refinancing your adjustable mortgage to a low fixed rate or consolidating debts with a flat fee home loan from DITECH.com could save you thousands of dollars.
I told my husband, let me pick the finance company, because before we were paying too much for closing costs.
So we went with Ditech this time with their $395 flat fee program for refi. There was no hidden fees, no hidden charges, and we paid just that.
I called around other places, but we refinanced our home through Ditech for $395. We reduced our monthly payment, and we reduced the term of our loan, and it was easy.
Ditech.com was like having Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy all in one.
Call Ditech now at 1-800-616-8461, even if you have a credit problem. That's 1-800-616-8461. 1-800-616-8461.
Ditech.com, 3200 Park Center Drive, Costa Mesa, California, 92626. Subject to underwriting approval. For terms, disclosures, and flat fee details, go to ditech.com or call 1-800-616-8461. Equal housing opportunity.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Precious gift is worth that money. Then others never ask you why. In my heart the fire is burning. Choose my color, find the star. Precious people always tell me that's a step by step. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Without you I have spoken. I could waste a thousand years wrapped in sorrow, words I've spoken. Come inside and catch my tears. You've been talking, but believe me, if it's true you do not know. If this love you want from me, then take it away. Everything's not what you see, it's over again. Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
Jose Padilla, did you read this? Did you see? Oh, my God. It's on Drudge. I put it up. I never put anything up from, no, that's wrong. I never put anything up from the New York Times on LynnSamuels.com because you have to register. But this was just so extraordinary. This is a different story. But they're the same pictures. This stuff, this man was tortured. Jose Padilla, who is, let me remind you something about him. Jose Padilla is an American citizen. Even as are you or I, an American citizen. And remember John Ash, well, these pictures are really terrible looking. John Ashcroft, who was the Attorney General at the time, was in Europe or something. Remember? And he, like, stopped the whole trip, and he came on, and they had a press conference. And in 2002, was it? And said they had caught this man who was planning to set off a dirty bomb. Remember that? He was going to set off. Now, who even knows what a dirty bomb is? You know, it's like some pishy bomb with a little radiation. Believe me, there was more radiation in that sushi restaurant, I would say, than there would be in a dirty bomb. Jesus, everybody's infected. The poison spy, his wife has some radiation in her, and his friend isn't sick, but they claim that his friend could end up dying. The scary thing about radiation sickness, you know, is it can creep up on you. You know, it's you may not get sick right away, but they say his friend could die. All right, so now, then it turns out that Jose Padilla, who we said Padilla for years, didn't we? We did here. But it's Padilla. That he was like a gang member, you know, he was in jail, he became a Muslim in jail. I don't think, you know, there was any chance that this guy was about to become a brain surgeon or something. He was like a schmageggy gangster. So how is he planning radioactivity and dirty, who knows? So we locked this guy up as an enemy combatant. An American citizen. They could grab Garrett right off the street. For 2 years, Jose Padilla did not even have a lawyer. He didn't even have a lawyer. Because he was an enemy combatant. No rights. And I was listening to right-wing radio like this morning. And people are calling up and saying, well, he's a Muslim and he's going to bomb us and kill us. And they want to... And you're saying, he didn't have a trial. What is wrong with people? Well, you can treat him that way and you can torture him because he wanted to... Excuse me, when was he put on trial? This is the whole argument the right wing makes about Guantanamo and about Abu Ghraib for that matter. Well, it doesn't matter. You can torture them. You can have Lindy England with the dogs because they're terrorists. According to who? God, could we save so much money in this country? Just get rid of the whole goddamn court system, you know, just have the callers to right-wing radio. Have Andrew Wilkow's callers, you know. They could decide who's a terrorist, right? Why would you need a trial? He's a terrorist. This story and these pictures are so horrible. They made him too cold. They made him too hot. They played loud music. They tortured him. You know, now we're going to get in, you know, now whoever thought this country would descend to the level, you know, we have to argue the semantics of, like, what's torture? When somebody is arrested, particularly an American citizen, it would seem to me that you're innocent until you're proven guilty. And every time they took Jose Padilla somewhere, he looks like he lost a lot of weight. They shackled his arms. They shackled his legs. In the meantime, his lawyers say that the guy was so passive that he was like a piece of furniture. And they, of course, dropped all the terrorism charges. They dropped all the terrorism charges. But what are they going to do? You think the government is going to turn around and say, oh, my God, he didn't do anything? June of 2002. So that's 4.5 years. He's been locked up and never tried. So what they did is they dropped all that. He's not a terrorist and he never had a dirty bomb. But, you know, they dug themselves in so deeply in this case. So what are they going to do? Say, oh, God, our bad. Goodbye. So instead, they dropped all the terrorism charges and they're taking him to Miami for some reason that is beyond me. And they're trying him with a couple of other people for, you know, they said they stuck him one of these Nazi laws that we live under now. Providing material support to, you know, people the government doesn't like. You know, so God forbid you write a wrong check to a wrong charity. You're providing material support to somebody the government doesn't like. Do you know one of the things I had to do? I had to come all the way into Manhattan to buy yogurt. That's what you get when you live in a third world country. A third world borough. You have to go to Whole Foods to buy yogurt. Because not one store in my neighborhood, they all ran out of my yogurt. I only eat one kind. So, it's just unbelievable to me. Now, he claims they subjected him to sleep deprivation, extreme cold, injecting noxious fumes into his cell, and he says he was drugged. He says they gave him mind-altering drugs. Now, of course, they're saying he's lying. They say, well, the whole time he never complained to anybody. Who would you complain to? You're held in a prison in solitary confinement. You don't have a lawyer. Then they took him out. The pictures in the New York Times, and when they took poor Jose out, this is, you know, there's something like sort of, it's funny in, you know, such a sick way. They let him out of his cell. And they treated him like he was somebody who was going to overpower all the guards. This is something else I don't understand. All right? Say even that he was an enemy combatant and he was conspiring with people to build a dirty bomb. Okay? Say that was all true and set it off in a city. Would that mean that he as one individual in a setting of being in jail would be of any danger to anybody? They show that there are two holes in the door of his cell, and they had to take him to the dentist for a root canal. See, you're going like, I don't know, was he happy? Because at least he got out of the cell. You know, he could be the only person on earth who might be happy he was getting a root canal. You know what the worst thing about a root canal is? You have to hold your mouth open for like 3 hours. You are in such agony when it's over, but it's from like the strain of having to hold your mouth open. And they stick a thing in because you can't hold your mouth open. Anyway. So they show you that before they take him to the dentist, he has to lie down in his cell. You have to look at these pictures that are in the Times. Now, I don't know whatever possessed them. They videotaped all his interrogations. They videotaped everything. So I guess they can say they weren't torturing him. Because I'm sure there's some semantic definition. And they were probably like just this much on one side of it. But, you know, the question is this how we want our country to be? And a guy who's plotting. Pena is not on his own inherently a danger to anybody. What? So you see this picture, and he obviously was inside the cell and he had to lie down on the floor and stick his feet out of this little trap door. Right? And they shackled him. And then he stood up and he had to stick his hands through the door, through the little slot, and they shackled his hands, and then they first opened the door and tied his hands to one of those shackle belts. Now, how stupid is that? So exactly how was he supposed to complain to everybody when he had no access to a lawyer? He was alone in the cell, and I don't care. You know, all these people go, well, technically it isn't. So, you know what? Take all those callers to Right Wing Talk Radio. Take any host who agrees that this is the way to treat an American citizen, and let them live like that for 2 years like he did. Now, what his lawyers are claiming, which I can certainly believe, you know, I'm not big on all these, you know, post-traumatic stress, you know, you can get it, but I don't think you can get post-traumatic stress, from all the things people claim they get it from. Oh, I was fat in school and they yelled at me, oh, fuck off, you know, screw off. But what they claim is that this man was so mistreated and so tortured and so, you know, that he's gone insane. They say you can't even put this man on trial. This man is gone. He's just mind gone. I can believe that. He doesn't trust his own lawyers. But why should he? He's not sure if the lawyers are not just some trick to trick him into saying things. And what is he afraid of? What would you be afraid of? That they're going to take him back there and lock him up like that again. So they claim you can have a conversation with him. You know, he's into sports and everything, so you could talk to him about, I forget who he's for, probably Chicago Bulls. And every gangster for the Chicago Bulls. But they say the minute anything comes up about his incarceration, he's just gone. So that he can't contribute to his own defense. You know, and of course, all the right wing, they're, oh, yeah, oh! He's so weak, he was going to kill us all! And this is our country. You know, it's one thing you talk about. You say, this would be horrible if you read they did this to people in Russia, which they probably do. China, Iran. You know, Iran is shutting down the internet. Something Garrett doesn't believe people can do. They cut off. If you're in Iran now, you can't go to Wikipedia. You can't go to Amazon. They're just censoring all these websites. And my darling Mr. Chavez, who got reelected in a landslide, somebody saying to me, some right-wing person I know is saying, oh, I'm sure that was a fair election. And I'm like, well, he won by more than 352 votes. I don't think they followed him. He won by like 30 points, you know, it was like 68% or something, 60% to 38% or something. So he won. But he's thinking, you go, of having a vote on whether they ought to shut down all the private TV stations in Venezuela. I don't think that's a good idea. You know what the weird thing is? Who owns TV stations? Rich people. So who's against Chavez? Rich people, because he's for the poor. Oh, he's probably mostly for himself. But, you know, allegedly for the poor. So, of course, all the private TV stations are against him. Because they're all owned by rich people who just hate the poor. So he's thinking of shutting them down. In fact, do you know what he did yesterday? See, I didn't like this. He does have very bad tendencies, Hugo. Somebody needs to care. You know, I basically like him, and I love that he thinks Bush is the devil and that his winning the election, you know, is like a blow to the, you know, empire building, what does he call him? President Danger. I love that. Because I like to call him myself President Death. But the state police for the media, whatever they're called down there, went in yesterday while the election was going on and shut down Telemundo. They just walked in. There were like six employees of Telemundo that were in Venezuela covering the election. And they just went in and said, just close down Telemundo. And they're like, excuse me, we've been here all week. Why? And they said, you didn't get a permit. I love this. And they said, permit? We've been here a week. Okay, how do we get a permit? And they said, you can't. Now, that's not good. That is not a good sign. That really isn't. Bad sign. To go in and be pulling the plug on Telemundo. You know, there's a part of me that says, I kind of like it. Wouldn't you like to go in? Wouldn't we like to go right across the street? Wouldn't we? I would. I'd love to go right across the street and say, facts. And just pull their plug, right? Just unplug them. Wouldn't you like to? I would. Unplug Fox right out of the wall. But you can't do that. On the other hand, I don't know what the hell the laws are. And, oh, the other law, you know what the other law Hugo wants to get rid of is? Term limits. He apparently can't run again. So he does have, I'd say, somewhat despotic tendencies. He really does. He obviously would like to be the president for life and censor the media. Which is so much easier than Bush has to go to all this trouble to intimidate the media. It's easier to just say, I'm the president, you can't do this, shut down. You know, Bush has to have all these people working for him, scaring the shit out of the media. You know, that takes so much more effort. So it's not like we're any better. How did I get on this from poor Jose Padilla? This guy, you know something? This guy may end up, Jose Padilla may end up being president. Because if he ever, like, gets out and he gets to sue the government, how much money do you think he should get? I did. Just give him everything. Let him pick a state. I think we ought to let Jose Padilla, when he finally is set free for what this government did to him, I think he should get any state except Florida or Arizona, where I want to live. But maybe he'd run it better. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
Have you recently dropped hundreds of dollars of your hard-earned cash on a Wii or a PS3? Are you wondering how you're going to pay up to $60 a pop for video games to play on your brand new console? With GameFly, you can play all the games you want every month without the cost and commitment of buying them. GameFly has all your favorite classics and the hottest new titles, including the new games for the Wii
and PS3. GameFly is the smartest way to rent video games. Select your games from over 4,000 titles, and GameFly will ship the first game directly to your door. You can keep the game as long as you want. There are no late fees, and shipping is always free. Once you're done playing, send the game back, and GameFly will send you the next available game on your list. Try GameFly today for a special extended free trial. For this special offer, visit www.gamefly.com/radio. That's GAMEFLY.com/radio. Just sign up, pick out your games, and GameFly will rush them to your door. Go to GameFly.com and sign up today.
Tom Hartman.
I would suggest that the American people deserve economic freedom, and that means no more multinational corporations being able to use China as their factory floor for products that they intend to sell in the United States. Call me a protectionist. Yes, I believe in protecting American jobs and protecting the United States. I am a protectionist. Free trade is free to multinational corporations. It's free to nobody else.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, should we make a bet already that some bizarre and strange occurrence happened to Alex? Do you think it's possible that Alex, like, went to Texas, right, for this reunion? Do you think, like, he just went to the airport and got on the plane and flew to Texas and got off the plane and had a nice time and then got back on the plane and came home? Me neither. You think he was, like, strip searched or body cavity searched or, I don't know. Something happened, or he tripped and fell and, you know, in a mud puddle. Now, he already did that. Something happened. I can hardly wait to hear him tomorrow. Cause nothing, I'm like that too, sort of. I don't know, although I do basically manage to go away and nothing happens. But Alex seems to be like accident prone or something. Oh, like bizarre occurrence prone. Thank God more than I am. Cause I couldn't take it. So I'm telling you, this is so upsetting to me, this poor Jose Padilla, because you keep saying he's an American citizen. I mean, it bothers me that we're doing this to these poor innocent people at Guantanamo. Who, you know, what were they? They were like some fucking shepherd. They were a shepherd in Afghanistan. Or, since we were, are you aware that we paid people in Afghanistan and Pakistan to, like, tell on people so we could lock them up in Guantanamo? So what do you think happened? It's like if somebody said to me, I'll give you $1 million. And I'd say, Albert DiRienzo. I would send Albert to be tortured if I'd get $1 million. I can't stand him. And I want a condo. So, I would. I really would. I can't think of anybody else I would do it to, but I would do it to him. So there were people in Afghanistan and Pakistan who they hated somebody's guts. Right? And the Americans are running around saying, we'll give you $5,000 if you tell us who's a terrorist. And they said, Albert DiRienzo. You know, Mahmoud Habububoo. And these people are probably to this day, some of them, locked up at Guantanamo because some neighbor didn't like them. You know, because they like eye their wife the wrong way. Does anybody know that we paid for those people? Nobody knows that. So all you needed was somebody didn't like you. Oh, give me, for, you know, $5,000 in Afghanistan's a lot of money. I swear to God. But this Jose Padilla is an American citizen. He is an American citizen, for Christ's sake. The laws under which this man is held, now I know they are not, you know, this is where the right makes fun of us. They are not going to be sweeping up tens of thousands of us off the street. Well, I don't know. They have Halliburton building the concentration camps, you know. Another thing nobody knows, that last February, they gave a contract to Halliburton to build detention camps in case there was a huge influx of immigration. That's what it says. Or a natural disaster. So they're building detention camps. So maybe they will be rounding up. You're laughing. It's true. Google it. That they're building these camps and nobody exactly knows what they're for. I mean, in case there's like a huge influx of immigrants, I think there is already. If you wanted to use them and, oh, the story in the Washington Times today. Guess what the Democrats are going to pass? They're going to legalize all the illegals. That's what they're going to pass. They haven't said it yet, but they're apparently right on track to pass whatever. And, of course, we're playing semantics again, because what are they doing? Oh, it's not amnesty. It isn't amnesty because we're going to fine them. You can't find them if you can't find them. And they can't even find them. But they are basically going to give the 12 to 20 million. How can there only be 20 million illegals in this whole country? When there are 20 million illegals on my block and in David's Home Depot and in Garrett's neighborhood. What happened to all the Greeks where you live? Garrett's supposed to live where everybody's a Greek. Oh, it's like the Irish where I live. But I'll tell you something. Do you think any of those Greeks are illegals? I think all the Irish, the young Irish people in my neighborhood, I think they're all illegal. You know, we notice the Hispanic illegals the most because they can't speak English. And they're annoying because they can't speak English. But my neighborhood, I don't believe any of these young Irish people are legal. I really don't. Not for one minute. They're well known for all coming in here illegally. And I would like to solve the mystery of how, when I order something, UPS never comes when I'm home. Never. So that I always have to, you know, put up the sign, the apartment for this apartment, bring that apartment, and then they're not home. You know, it's always like some big thing to get a package in my building, which is good because it actually saves me money. It saves me money and saves me even more clutter than what I have because I say it's just not worth the effort to even try to get a delivery. So I swear to God, UPS has never come to deliver me a package when I'm home. However, every goddamn thing that girl next door to me orders and it comes UPS, her stuff is always delivered when I'm home. And I keep saying to the guy, why can't I ever get a delivery when I'm home? Why? I should, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to have her order things for me. And then they'll come when I'm home. Because I've said to UPS, you obviously, they deliver more than once a day. So I'm saying, why can't you come after 4 o'clock? Why can't you put it on the after 4 o'clock truck? Like everything this girl orders, I never saw a person order so much stuff. And it's like two, three times a week they ring my bell. Oh, do you mind taking it? So there's one of those mysteries of life. But I truly believe that all these young Irish people are illegal also. I mean, I used to know a bunch of them. You know, when I worked at that left-wing radio station, they were all illegal. They were all young Irish people, and every single one of them was here illegally. But the Democrats are going to sit down and pass amnesty. Oh, fine. Oh, you're here. Why not stay? And they're not going to build a wall. And they're not, you know, so how long is it going to be till we're all going to have to leave our own country? I don't know. Well, maybe Bush will just put us all in a concentration camp built by Halliburton. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 866-501-MEGA. That's 866-501-MEGA. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 866-501-MEGA. 866-501-MEGA. That's toll free for affordable health insurance. 866-501-MEGA. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state. If you are successful at what you do, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a business owner, or you have a great career, you understand the concept of protecting yourself. Well, are you protecting yourself, your family, and your assets with quality term life insurance? Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. We have great rates for smokers too. Call the Term Lifeline now. 888-663-1963. 888-663-1963. 888-663-1963.
Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
You know, I'll tell you something, you can't eat anywhere. They have another cruise ship that came in with like 400 people puking and cramping, and Taco Bell in New Jersey, they had to shut down because so many people got sick. And they have no idea how or why, because they inspected the Taco Bell, and they said there are no violations. It's like clean as can be. And yet they have 19, 20 people that ate. You know, I swear to God, I was saying to somebody this week, like, you just want to eat canned tuna fish. But then, of course, you give yourself, what, mercury poisoning? Isn't there mercury in all the canned fish? But you feel like anywhere, I always used to feel like if you ate in a chain, it was okay. Because I forgot about that Jack in the Box. Oh, God, remember that? It's like 10, 15 years ago, the Jack in the Box, with the people dying like flies. But the chains are supposed to be better. But now there's a Taco Bell. Then up in Syracuse, New York, there was how many hundreds of people at some barbecue place? You can't eat anything. Although, you know what the poison spinach did for my mind? I have this bug up my ass. I only want produce from this country. Right? And they've been having, everywhere I look, my little fruit guy by the subway, and in Whole Foods, blackberries on sale, because apparently there are not a lot of blackberries in this world, so they're always expensive. So suddenly there's blackberries, you know, 3 for $5, you know, for the little containers. And I love them. You put a little sugar on them, and of course you get a little heavy cream. But they're good even with just a little sugar. And I always looked, and they're Driscoll's, which to me is like, means they're perfect. They have that Driscoll's label. So I always look to see what country stuff is from. And of course, blackberries. Where the hell are blackberries going to come from this country at this time of the year? They're from Mexico. Now, normally, I would say, I'm not eating like blackberries from Mexico. And you know what I said to myself when I saw them? I said, well, the poison spinach came from America. So it's like opened up a whole new vista to me of eating the fruit from these filthy foreign countries. Because the poison spinach came right from California. So I've been eating the blackberries from Mexico. But you feel like the only thing you want to eat anymore, you figure frozen or canned, you know, is the only safe food to eat. I'm waiting. You know what I'm waiting for? Because I'm like now addicted to this ground turkey. I forget what brand it is, Tyson's or something. And I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. Because, you know, they take it from these turkeys are filthy enough to begin with. You know, but the way they raise them, I'm just waiting. You know, we'll all be dead from ground turkey, you know, because it doesn't have as much fat as beef. Okay, the cruise ship, and the Taco Bell, and the barbecue place. You just like, I don't know. I don't know what people are supposed to do. And is it that people used to get sick and we didn't know about it? Is that what happened? I mean, here we have all this science. You know, we're sitting here and we have the internet and we're going to have stem cells. Do you know that some company, California, the state, is giving money for stem cell researchers? That, you know, because everybody's trying to overcome Bush being against it, you know, by having states funding it. Why don't companies fund it? You know, I'm beginning to wonder about stem cell research, because one of the companies in California said, we're not even going to be able to start testing this on people for like another 10 years. Is this like, do you think stem cell research is going to turn out to be some huge scam to keep scientists in business, and it's going to turn out that they always knew that it was never going to work? And yet they're holding out this hope to people? I thought that was a very, I don't even know where I read this, but I thought, I found it to be a very strange comment. Suzanne in Delaware.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on something that you had said last week when you were talking about the guy that came out of his bachelor party and was shut up on
Oh, my God. Oh, that's going to be on Larry King tonight, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, for the most part, I agree with you, and that does tend to happen more frequently in the black community.
More frequently? When did it ever happen to a white person?
Last week, down here in Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
A soldier sitting outside of a house that was supposedly run by the Pagan motorcycle gang, just sitting there, cops approached him, tasered him 3 times, and then shot him to death.
What, did they mention why?
Well, they were doing some sort of drug investigation at the house.
Oh, my God.
But the gentleman had no drugs. He didn't have a history of drugs.
And he wasn't doing anything. He was just
sitting there.
And they tasered him first, and then they killed him?
Yep. Yeah, so there's a big investigation going on down here, but this is one of our Iraqi soldiers basically shot down.
Jesus! Oh, I'm going to have, when I get home, I'm going to have to look that. What is your big paper down there?
It's called the News Journal. It's a Gannett newspaper.
Okay, I'm going to have to look though. Oh, God, that's terrible.
I know.
Although I will say that a new motorcycle gang is probably...
Yeah, probably that doesn't mean you should just be shot.
Well, no, it doesn't, but it's probably the closest thing that you can be to be black when you're white.
Yeah, but I mean...
You know, to be treated with no respect.
They don't treat people as individuals much, so...
Jeez.
It doesn't
make
it any better for the black community, but it's not only them.
Okay, thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks so much for
thank you. All right. Well, maybe in New York it only happens to black people.
Well, I'm originally from New York, and that does seem to be the case. But
well, it's nice
here,
to know the rest of the country is more open-minded about who they shoot for no reason.
That's encouraging, don't you think?
Yes, it is. You know, look, but pretty soon, you know, we'll get arrested as an enemy combatant, and if we don't get arrested as that, they'll just shoot us dead in the street, too.
I hope not.
Okay, thanks, hon.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I had the best story up over the weekend that I really could relate to. It's unbelievable. You know, remember last week I said there was a suicide bomber, a Palestinian woman who they originally said she was 57, but it turns out she was 68. And, well, this poor woman had seen one of her sons murdered by the Israelis. Her house just knocked down, you know, because they destroy people's houses. And her grandson crippled. And she's 68 years old. And she said, you know what? Like, what use am I? What is my life worth at the age of 68? And she suicide bombed a bunch of Israeli soldiers. And apparently, this is like the new move in Palestine. Old women are like stepping forward to become suicide bombers. Now, I always thought that would make more sense, frankly. You know, if this poor woman... And you can understand it better. Her son was killed. Her house was destroyed. And your grandson was crippled. And she was, you know, I guess to be 68 when you're a Palestinian. You know, that's probably pretty old over there. So it certainly makes sense to me. But, of course, it's going to make it much harder on women in general over there, old women. You know, because they don't really spend as much time paying attention to women. But it makes perfect sense to me. How much longer are you going to live? How fabulous is your life going to be? You know, so now the old women are stepping forward to be suicide bombers. They have no respect. You know what I want to know? This x-ray machine at the airport that they're putting in Phoenix. Like, if they made Jennifer Aniston go through it, could you tell if she had implants or not? You could see implants. Because, you know, people think she had implants, but she said she didn't have it. So could you make her go through that and see? I heard the worst. This is so awful. Just think about this. You know what a colostomy is? Not everybody knows. A colostomy, you know, where there's a hole in you, and you basically shit in a bag attached to the outside of you. So Randy Friday was talking about this x-ray machine at the Phoenix airport. Now, people are getting a little over hysterical. It's so far voluntary. They're not going to make anybody go through it. But it is going to expose you. I just heard one radio host last night saying, nobody needs to know how big I am. Oh, a little defensive, aren't we, Mr. D? They don't have to know. Well, it's always been my feeling that, Rush Limbaugh, don't you just know that Rush's dick is like about 1 inch? Don't you just know it? And very thin. I know it. But this woman called Randy and said she had, well, it's not called a colostomy, it's called an ileectomy or something. But the woman has a colostomy bag. Are they going to train people at the airports? Like, what are they going to say? Oh, you've got this plastic thing, right? It's a plastic thing. What are they going to say? Take it off and empty it? It's going to be, first of all, horrendously embarrassing for the person and disgusting altogether. So just think about that. I missed the break again, right? Because I'm so entranced with myself today. I just must say, Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
Boy, did Reagan pave the way.
Clinton was the best of
day. The left wing should implode by May.
Finally, these are our days.
Both sides of political talk, all in the Sirius family. Andrew Wilkow, Sirius Patriot 144, and Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146. Sirius, the home of NASCAR in 5 weeks.
So now, everyone go to slide 10 of the PowerPoint I sent you.
Oh, which version? I got one at 5 p.m. and one at 8 p.m.
I think version 3. Sent around 9 p.m. last night.
Okay, I've got it open. Wait. Slide 10? With the graphs?
No, not the graphs. The pie charts. The big orange ones.
What's he talking about?
Are your conference calls frustrating and ineffective because nobody is on the same page? With GoToMeeting, your conference calls instantly become more effective because you show your computer screen so everyone is literally on the same page. Present your PowerPoint, demonstrate products, train groups of people, or collaborate on documents. Launch your meeting on the fly or schedule it in advance. And best of all, you can hold unlimited meetings for one low flat rate. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Sirius. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Alex Bennett.
These are the choices for Iraq. Go strong, go long, go home. My fourth option, go freak yourself. If the Democrats don't rally, put up bills to stop the war, get out now. Get the planes on the ground, get the troops in the planes, goodbye. Unless the Democrats do that, they haven't got a chance in 2008.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I can't find the story that lady told me about the police in Delaware shooting this man, killing him. For whatever it's worth, Larry King tonight is having Al Sharpton. He's somebody who should run for president. He wasn't in the article. Who's more interesting? Who would be a better president? Barack the Macaroon Obama. See, to me, they're all a cookie. If I was at my old radio station, they once said to me, you can't call people Oreos anymore. I was like, literally, I could. They said, you can't. That's offensive. And I said, to who? That's offensive, you know, to black people. To call people an Oreo. I'm sitting here on a station filled with people who practically come to work in a white sheet. And I'm offending the black people. Of course, who was I offending? I was offending all the Oreos. That's who gets offended, the Oreos. So, to me, black people are just like a cookie selection. You're either an Oreo or in Obama's case, he's like a macaroon. He's just a big old macaroon, which I guess, see, I should have thought of that macaroon thing when I was where they bothered me. Because they were so stupid, it would have probably taken them 10 years to figure out, why is she calling Barack Obama a macaroon? know, but they'd never know. But I was talking about Al Sharpton and the fiance of the murdered groom are going to be on Larry King tonight and probably some other people. I don't know why anybody wants to hear the fiance, to tell you the truth. You know, she doesn't seem very articulate. I love these people that are like thrust into media fame by circumstances. You know, she is very beautiful. Maybe she got a modeling job. She's a very beautiful girl. But they're still looking for the fourth man and the made-up gun to get the police off the hook for committing murder. All right. Think about Jose Padilla, American citizen, folks, just like you and me. I'll see you tomorrow, assuming we're alive. Thank you, Garrett. Goodbye.
Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments on a pair of cases involving the use of race in assigning children to public schools. Francis Mellon, a lawyer for the Jefferson County, Kentucky School District, tells the justices its school integration plan is a success.
This plan has stopped white flight and has stabilized enrollment in our schools.
Sharon Brown, lead attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation, which is a group that wants to eliminate race discrimination in schools, thinks the court will rule against the Louisville and Seattle plans.
After listening to the oral arguments today, it seems like it could be a clear message that the court is going to be sending to school districts that race discrimination or the use of race in assigning students to public schools will no longer be allowed.
The court is expected to rule sometime in the summer. British Prime Minister Tony Blair meets with President Bush on Thursday. AP's Mark Smith reports that the two have a number of issues on the agenda, topped by Iraq.
A White House announcement says the two will also talk about trade, Afghanistan, and Iran's nuclear program, but Iraq is clearly the focus, with the Thursday meeting coming a day after the Iraq Study Group releases its report.
Bush, after meeting with an Iraqi Shiite leader this afternoon, says the U.S. is not satisfied with the progress of efforts to stop the sharp escalation of violence in Iraq. Four Marines dead after the helicopter they were on crashed on Sunday in a lake in western Iraq. A dozen others survived. An American and 11 Europeans are among a group of people arrested by Egyptian police for allegedly plotting terrorist attacks in the Middle East. AP's Anna Johnson reports from Cairo. The Egyptians are not giving many details about their investigation.
Authorities have not said exactly how long the investigation has gone on or when exactly the arrests were made, though police officials here say they were made about a week ago.
British authorities checking a hotel and an office building in London for possible radiation linked to the poisoned former Russian spy. This is AP Radio News. If the nation's pediatricians get their way, there will be major changes in the commercials young children see.
Yes, we're calling for a ban on junk food advertising and fast food advertising. In programs, the kids under the age of 8 are going to be the primary viewers.
Dr. Victor Strasburger, the author of new guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics, says children of all ages see about 40,000 commercials a year and 3,000 ads of all types each day. This is something you should expect to hear and see through at least 2010.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's The Late Show with David Letterman.
That tape thanks to The Late Show with David Letterman and Worldwide Pants. Letterman has signed a new contract with CBS. It's said to be worth more than $30 million a year. He'll host the show for at least another 4 years. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 110. The NASDAQ is up 41. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
The stock market. You're on the outside looking in, watching as everybody else makes money. You want in. All you need is a little help. If only there was a simple way to learn all the best stuff. Well, there is. Top Trader will teach you in simple, easy-to-understand language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Imagine making a steady income with just a few hours a week at your computer. People do it all the time. Why not you? Top Trader was put together by two gurus who've made huge money trading in the stock market. Everything they know is condensed in this simple, step-by-step program for regular folks like you and me. No confusing mumbo-jumbo. You'll finally really understand how it's done. Learn more about Top Trader. Get your free CD CD. Top Trader gives you the edge. Make a profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD. 1-800-353-1106. Learn about Top Trader with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-1106. Get your free CD now. 800-353-1106.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number, your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-900-1672. That's 1-800-900-1672. 1-800-900-1672.
Isn't it time for a change of scenery? Drivers, isn't that why you became a driver in the first place? To be on the move? If you're waiting too much and moving too little, pay attention. Landspan teams have an average dispatch of 2,000 miles. That's right, the scenery is always changing for Landspan teams, and every mile means money. Solos, check out Landspan's Team Driver Match Program. Call 877-247-4795 to join a company just for teams. Call Landspan at 877-247-4795.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Now elderly people can avoid or delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call 1-800-803-6830. 800-803-6830.
From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule.
I mean, I am weighing myself, but I can tell I've dropped three.
Where America comes to talk. And now,
oh, here we go,
Schultz.
It's another week in the office. Good to have you with us here at 1-877. We got Ed. Bolton's history, so much for the 70s porn mustache. Yeah, always reminded me of Harry Ream. You know? I don't know, he just did. Who cares who the head of the UN ambassador is? What difference does it make? You still got the man in the Oval Office. Good to have you with us, folks. Where America is, the Ed Schultz Show. I don't know how popular I'm going to be in Michigan today. I think this is justifiable. I think the Gators ought to be playing for the championship against Ohio State. No offense, Wolverines, but you had your shot at Ohio State. You didn't win the ball game, whether it be 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, touchdown to 10 point, whatever. And don't tell me that the Southeastern Conference is Wimp City. It is not. So it's going to be the Gators and the Buckeyes for the national championship, and this is going to be the big shoe at 12-1 Florida, taking on undefeated Ohio State. I think it's going to be a whale of a game, and it's the right thing. Michigan goes on to take on USC in the Rose Bowl. I mean, you can't expect Michigan to play Ohio State again. They already lost to them. Come on, it's not a, we knew going into this that this was not a perfect system. We knew going into it that everybody involved wants a bowl game and wants a playoff system, but it just isn't going to happen. All right, we'll get to that. Can you believe that 30 years after the fact, we are still messing around with race and education at the Supreme Court level? Haven't we been down this road before? 30 years after the fact, we're still wrestling with equality in education. You are listening to the voice of a big, fat, white guy who's got red hair who went to a black high school back in the 70s. And I'm very proud that I was a tri-captain of a black football team that was very successful at Murray High School in Norfolk. I didn't have any problems then. Some of the black folks are my best friends. Byron Brown, I can never forget, he kicked a field goal with in the fourth quarter as we beat First Colonial 9-7 in front of 12,000 fans at Forman Field in Norfolk, Virginia. Big. It was just a big game. You know, I've got great memories from high school. And it was 65% black, 35% white. But here we go. I mean, I think this is the front page of conservatism. You know, and elections do have consequences. And I'm glad that everything went right on November 7th. But the selection of judges and the appointment of judgeships obviously is very important. And this is what the Bush presidency is all about. Yes, it is about Iraq. And yes, it is about the Supreme Court and what they're hassling with today. They're taking the issue of racial equality in education. And the question is, should race be an issue in assuring equality in public education in America? Now, if you listen to this program, you know how I feel about public education. It is grossly underfunded. The professions have been marginalized. There are no incentives for young people